So there used to be this store. Me and Tom Verlaine used to go and buy Flying Saucer books at this store called Flying Saucer News. Do you remember this store? So anyway, it was like on 10th Avenue and, I don't know, 40-something street. So we used to go to this place because it had the best Flying Saucer books ever. And, I mean, they had Flying Saucer books that were actually dropped on Earth from flying saucers. And so they used to have this big sign. It was this big blue metal sign, and it said Prosperity Clinic. Now, what this meant, we didn't know, but Tom and I used to marvel at this sign, Prosperity Clinic. Now, there was another thing about this store. The guy there was really paranoid, and for some reason, me and Tom, like, freaked him out, although he was much weirder than we were. And when he used to see us coming, he would put a sign on his door, and it would say, come back at 2 o'clock. But it would already be 3 o'clock. So anyway, the store closed down and, you know, went the way of CBGB's. And but there is a strange twist to this. In 1996, when I came to New York back from Detroit and was looking for a place to live, sorry this has taken so long, but I'm also slightly hyperventilated. And believe me, this story is worth it if you can just stay awake. So I'm looking at places to stay, places to live in New York, and, you know, and it's just like the Three Bears. I take my kids, and they say, oh, we don't like that place, Mommy. It's too scary, and that place is too cold, and that place is too weird. So we go to this other place and that actually I couldn't afford, and they said, this place is just right. So I'm on the first floor thinking, how am I going to pull this together? I go up the set, because it had an extra floor, I go up to the next floor. And what do you think is hanging on the wall as a decoration? Well, first I have to tell you, it was like some playboy had this place, and he had this one of those sofas that go around in a circle, and it was electric blue. So I guess he needed something blue on the wall that was big. And there it was, the sign from Flying Saucer News bookstore that said Prosperity Clinic, the very one. So I said a prayer, and not really to God, because you can't ask God for material things, but I said a prayer to the air. Now, this is a true story. I said a prayer to the air. Please help me find a way to get this place to live for my children, and also so I can have the Prosperity Clinic sign. And there was an angel in the world named Michael Stipe, who helped me get my place to live. So I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this story, but I'm very grateful to Michael. He's been a great friend. And what's our next song? Oh, whatever the next song is, this is for you, Michael. God bless you.